Topic 5.4 is to describe the light-dependent reactions of photosynthesis, including how light energy is trapped by exciting electrons in chlorophyll, and the role of these electrons in generating ATP and reducing NADP in photophosphorylation and producing oxygen through photolysis of water. Lot of big long words to remember there. The light-dependent reaction needs light energy. It takes place in the thylakoid membranes. The light energy is absorbed by the photosynthetic pigments in the photosystems and converted into chemical energy. Okay, it's going to use that light energy to excite electrons to leave the photosystems, then travel down an electron transport chain, converting that energy into ATP. Okay, so it's being used to add inorganic phosphate to ADP to form ATP. It will also reduce NADP to form reduced NADP. You don't need to worry about which hydrogens you put in. Just say reduced NADP and you'll be fine. The ATP transfers energy, and the reduced NADP transfers hydrogen to the light-independent reaction. And during this process, water gets oxidized to oxygen. Okay. So to excite your electrons, you need a photon of light hitting the chlorophyll molecule. Energy gets transferred to the electrons in the molecule, and those electrons get raised to higher energy levels. If they get raised to a high enough level, they're going to dissociate, and the electrons then get picked up by an electron acceptor. ATP is formed as a result of the electron being passed along the electron transport chain. You don't need to worry at this point about how chemiosmosis works necessarily. Okay, just be aware that it happens. Okay, so we've got two types of photophosphorylation. We've got cyclic photophosphorylation, that's only going to use photosystem one, and non-cyclic photophosphorylation will use both photosystems one and two. So non-cyclic photophosphorylation, you've got a photon of light hitting photosystem 2, exciting an electron that's going to be accepted by a primary electron acceptor, pass down the electron transport chain, during which time ADP plus P is going to form ATP through chemiosmosis. That electron's going to return to photosystem 1 because another photon of light is exciting the electrons in photosystem 1. They're going to be picked up by a primary electron acceptor again, and then they're going to be using those electrons, the protons are going to be dissociated from water, to form the hydrogen needed to reduce the coenzyme NADP. Okay, so what's also going on, the electron loss from photosystem 1 is being replaced by the one that's come from photosystem 2. Photosystem 2 is now down an electron. However, water, possibly catalyzed by photosystem 1, there's some suggestion that PS1 is the enzyme or has the enzyme properties for photolyzing water. So water dissociates into oxygen and protons and electrons. Those electrons go back to photosystem 2. The protons go to join the electrons that come out of PS1, and the oxygen is booted out as a waste product. Okay, so in terms of cyclic photophosphorylation, that's a little bit easier. Okay, all you've got is photons hitting photosystem 1, exciting electrons, they go to a primary electron acceptor, which then passes the electrons down an electron transport chain, and a bit of ATP is generated here. These electrons are repeatedly recycled through photosystem 1. Okay, so this is happening independently of the non-cyclic photophosphorylation, and it's just responsible for generating ATP. Okay. You don't need to worry about the full name of NADP. Okay, please don't worry about that. Life is far too short. This is taking place on the thylakoid membranes. Okay, don't forget that.